John chapter 7. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. Therefore his brothers said to him, "Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples may also see the works that you are doing. For there is no man who does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." Now his brothers at this time did not believe that he was the Christ. Again, they grew up with him. And I think they're mocking him a little bit. Like, you know, you want to be known as the Christ. Well, go to your disciples and do your works in front of them. Don't hide. So I think they're mocking him a bit. Now we know that two of his brothers, James and Jude, did believe later on and became Christians and became very strong Christians. As a matter of fact, James and Jude both wrote each of them wrote a letter that we now have in our Bibles, the book of James and the book of Jude. So it says, for his brothers did not believe him. Okay. Then Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come. It's not time for me to die just yet. But your time is always ready. Always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that it works, that its works are evil." In other words, you guys go ahead. I can't go because they want to kill me. And they don't hate you, but they hate me. And they hate me because I'm exposing their sins. "You go up to the feast. I will not go up yet to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." When he had said these words to them, he remained in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up, so they went ahead and went to the Feast of Tabernacles. So obviously they were, of course, they were Jews, and they must have followed the law of Moses, at least to some extent, because they were going to the Feast of Tabernacles. Then he also went up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. So Jesus did go to the feast, but he didn't go in a way that people would recognize him. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, if he put on some kind of, you know, hood or something so that people couldn't identify him or what have you, but he did it secretly. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "No, but he deceives the people." So some people thought he was a good man. Some people thought he was not a good man. However, no man spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. So they were all whispering to each other about Jesus. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters, having never learned? How is this guy Jesus teaching us all these things about the Old Testament? He didn't go to one of our schools. He's not a well-educated man." Well, because he's Jesus, because he's the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me." You know, my doctrine is God's doctrine. "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be from God or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him." Basically, you will know a person by their fruits. You will know that what I am teaching is exactly what God is teaching, because we are the same. "Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you seek to kill me?" Yeah, you guys are lawbreakers. Why in the world are you coming after me? What have I done wrong? I've done nothing wrong. People answered and said, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? You're crazy. No one's trying to kill you." And actually, they were. Jesus answered and said to them, "I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave to you circumcision, not because it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath day." So he's pointing out their hypocrisy. They obviously will circumcise someone on the Sabbath day and not call that a work, but Jesus could lift up his pinky and they would accuse him of working on the Sabbath day. if a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath day, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are you angry at me because I have made a man every bit whole on the Sabbath day? Really? I did a good thing for another fellow human being, and you accuse me of breaking the Sabbath? Do not judge according to the appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Use the right standard. First of all, don't be guilty of doing what you're accusing someone else of doing. Second of all, when you judge someone, use the right standard. Use God's word. Their idea of, oh, you can't help a person on the Sabbath day because it's considered work is ridiculous. That's just something they came up with. They're not using the right standard. They just made that up. Then some of them from Jerusalem said, is not this he whom you seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers indeed know that this is the Christ? Of course not. They don't believe. However, we know where this man is from. But when Christ comes, no man will know where he is from. That doesn't make any sense because they should know from the Old Testament exactly where the Christ is from. Then Jesus cried out in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me and you know where I'm from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. In other words, I have been sent by my Father God, and you don't know me because you don't know God. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. It wasn't his time yet. And many of the people believed in him and said, when Christ comes, will he do more miracles than these that this man has done? So they're using some common sense. Look, this man has performed several supernatural acts. Do you really think that if he wasn't the Christ, that there would be somebody else come along after him who could do more miracles than he's done? Of course, he must be the Christ. He's doing supernatural acts. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then Jesus said to them, I am with you yet a little while, and then I go to him who sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. Of course, he's talking about after he is dead and buried, he will raise from the dead and ascend back into heaven. Then the Jews said among themselves, where will he go that we shall not find him? Heaven. Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? I think they're saying that with sarcasm. What manner of saying is this that he said, you shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am you cannot come? So they're just mocking him, like, what are you talking about? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But he spoke this of the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, whom those who believe in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Let's look real quick at Isaiah 44, verse 3. To help explain this a little bit better. So 44, verse 3. It says, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. He is referring to the time of temporary miracles. When the church is established in Acts chapter 2, we will see the fulfillment of that promise, where the Holy Spirit is going to be poured out. In other words, there's going to be, miracles are going to be a lot more common during this time. A lot of people are going to have power from the Holy Spirit to perform miracles. And the reason for that is to help establish the church. Get the word spread. Get the world to see and believe what has come. Okay, let me find my place here. Therefore, many of the people, when they heard this saying, said, "Truly, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has the scripture not said that Christ comes from the descendants of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" What they don't seem to understand is that Jesus is from Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem, but he was raised in Galilee. So there was a division among the people because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. And of course, that's because it's not yet his time. When it is his time, it will be because Jesus is allowing them to take him and crucify him. Then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to him, "Why have you not brought him?" The officer said, "No man ever spoke like this man." Then the Pharisees answered them, "Are you also deceived? Are you also believing this nonsense? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him?" "No." "But these people who do not know the law are cursed." What arrogance, right? These people are just, they don't know the law of Moses like we do. And they just don't understand what's going on. And they're just dumb. Really, who are the dumb ones? Nicodemus, he who came by night, being one of them, remember Nicodemus was a Pharisee, said to them, "Does our law judge any man before it hears him and knows what he does?" In other words, is the man guilty before we've even looked at the evidence? It's what is supposed to be in our country. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. They answered and said to him, "Are you also from Galilee?" So that is also some sarcasm. "Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee." So they're making fun of Nicodemus. And every man went to his own house. And that is John chapter 7.